have some news from the law.
Yes, he was sent home today. He had his bypass surgery and got a pacemaker in, and he just got to go home today.
That's
so good. Very good news.
Lovely, thank you.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I need a lot of good news.
Okay.
Believe me, you. Interesting, because yesterday I was thinking about it.
Ah.
A lot.
Ah.
You remember the last time we talked together? So, that's a good omen.
Yes.
I'm glad he's.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Give him.
I will give
the
him
best.
So long. Yes, indeed. I've been lucky to have some phone back and forth. You know the little iPhones you can. So I, even in the hospital, I can talk to you.
Oh, no.
It's like, it's amazing, right? It's pretty
that's
wild.
Something. That's
but you
something.
Know, really, it's the talking heart to heart that's there and the connection. This is extra.
Yeah.
Do you, it's special, but the connection, yeah. Just like you connection yesterday, yes. We shouldn't rely on the outer connection.
Of course not. I couldn't. Not that
no.
I shouldn't. I couldn't.
Yes.
I longed for that.
Yes.
Because I knew it. This is a movement that I knew it right from the beginning. Imagine I'm a young man, 20s, and I'm finishing one of the colleges I'm in. I have to give it final thesis.
Okay.
What's the subject about? Is city planning. Just imagine, I give a thesis about the cybernetics and city planning. And I stand up that whatever I learn in this college is wrong. Well, it was a long fight. Yeah. It took 3 months. Judgment and judgment and judgment. And at the end, they invented the scientist in, and the scientist said, yes, he's right. This is the new science, cybernetics, because the feedback in cybernetics is a necessity of any planning. I said, here, you plan and you don't take the feedback, you're not tolerant, you say, do this for 10 years, and in these 10 years a lot of stuff happens and you don't know. You just draw the plan and you go away. It shouldn't work that way. It was cybernetics, and I was almost, yeah, the first private person in Iran who had the computer to play the ping pong. So now, when it comes to computer, for me, it's an old story. I knew what to have. This is something that is changing the humanity. To me, the change will be as much as we changed when we started to talk. Talking language gave us a connection, right? Now this stuff is giving us a real connection to each other. It hasn't happened yet. Yes, it's mom, yeah, everybody has an iPhone and Nobody believes that there was no iPhone when we were living. But in the recent future, everything will change because the relationship between humans is different. The relationship was by having some connections or relation to the stuff. That was it. When you look at our culture, the base of that is tradition. Bring in the stuff that is ours, us. It made us, right? Now is the second step. We are we. money, your cell phone. Could talk to anyone, anywhere, anyhow. And this is just the beginning. You are the first generation to remember this invention. The babies, they don't understand the existence without their gadgets. And the gadget, I remember the history of a gadget in Switzerland. The top of the mountains is monks. What they do? Prayer. For them, the time of the prayer is very important. So they will put a lot of cylinders on top of each other, making hole in them, filling it with the water, and that water will come and fill up the second one, then will drop in the third one to keep the time. You are all carrying it now. It's this. They made a watch by just water drops. Nobody knew that. In a very few hundred years, everybody is wearing a watch, and the best one is Swiss made. Is it still there? This is how technology will fit in somehow. This is the changes. Remember the story? The essence of existence is change. Everything will change. And the essence of the change is the creator of this universe. Let's go back to the stuff we remember. Do you remember last time he was talking about some blah, 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 somebody did this, somebody did that, and at the end of the last paragraph, there was a guilty fellow who stood up and confessed and said, yes, I did all the bad stuff, but I hope you will forgive me. And he was forgiven in a very strange way. The forgiveness explained that, oh, there is a fire of my gift to you that will burn your being forced to do something or choosing to do something. All of this are irrelevant because they are logical. Okay, I make it short because we are beginning a very simple story. This is the story of Ayaz. Who doesn't know who Ayaz is? Just one? The story of Ayaz is always with another name, which is King Mahmud. And you know what Mahmud means. You know what Ahmed means. Rumi doesn't say Muhammad or Hamid. He will say Ahmed, the most appreciated one, right? Okay. Here we have a king named Mahmud. We call him King Mahmud. And there is this Mr. Ayaz, who is a slave. Period. Okay? So the story is simple. Is there any part of it you don't get it? There is slave and the king. Okay? They have a relationship. They connect somehow. This connection, which is starting today, it will follow up at the page 1652, which is my other class. We are still at the end of this story. So this is this story. Of course, goes within, he will stop, he will bring another story, another example, another explanation for you to understand what's going on between these two fellows. Why is it difficult to explain it to you? First, they loved each other. Who understood what I said? Hands up. There you. Because the first thing is, what do you mean love? Because love is man and a woman. That's not love, that's sex. We're talking about love, and you don't get it. Oh, you thought they're homosexual, right? Ah! And you think they sleep with each other, or they live in the same space? None of that. The relationship is in a way that nobody understands it. No one. Especially the governing crew around the king, and you will see what will happen. Why? I'll tell you the story. Simple. This Ayaz has rented one of these lockers, somewhere, storage. A good one with a big lock. And sometimes we go there. Go in and we'll come out and we'll lock it. Then, okay, this is the slave, that's the king, and king loves this slave. How about the vizier? If you were the vizier, you'd be jealous. All the viziers are jealous. So they come and talk to the king that we think that he's hiding something, he's a thief. He has stolen something because nobody controls him. We know that he has a locking